Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper.
Have you ever signed up for one of those daily bargain websites? They offer a different special deal each day, and you can subscribe to them so that every morning there's an email waiting for you, telling you the offer that's just too good to refuse today. There are some great bargains to be found, for sure. The problem is, they're also really tempting. Every day there is a new persuasive deal. Every day I can find myself tossing up whether it's something I really need or can afford, or would I be buying it soon anyway, therefore justifying buying it now at a heavy discount. I realised recently how much room they were starting to take up in my thoughts. Hair treatments, suitcases, restaurants, you name it, I've had them rattling around my head, and a few rattling around my credit card too. There's a rush that comes from chasing bargains, isn't there? And from buying things. It can be a thrill, the search for the best deal, the acquisition of something new. But after the thrill, there's the deflation. Sometimes that's linked to the arrival of a credit card statement, sometimes the arrival of the goods themselves when they aren't what they promised to be, or just when they aren't new and exciting anymore. What was a thrill to buy slowly becomes just another part of daily life, so we need to go in search of another thrilling shopping moment to give us that rush again. I'm still on a couple of email lists for those websites, but more and more of them I just delete without reading. I don't want to be hooked on the rush of shopping. I don't want to devote so much of my thoughts and my time and my money, my life in other words, to chasing highs in things that are ultimately empty. That's how addiction to anything works. It gives us a short-term rush, but leaves us lower at the end of it, needing another rush to get us back up to where we feel okay again. Jesus told us to love God with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strength. When shopping or anything else moves too high up that list in my heart, mind, soul, and strength, I'm not satisfied. I'm on a roller coaster of highs and lows, worries and distractions. Seeking God, wanting to know Him more and involve Him in every area of life, that's where the real satisfaction is. So many little things can try and get in the way, but let me encourage you with the words of Jesus. The Message translation of the Bible puts it like this. What I'm trying to do here is to get you to relax, not to be so preoccupied with getting, so you can respond to God's giving. People who don't know God and the way He works fuss over these things, but you know both God and how He works. Steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all of your everyday human concerns will be met. If your life has been distracted from what really matters, I hope today is the day you start to focus back on God. I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.